This is Kevin, Don. I'm going to be leading today's vlog. Hi, everybody. Just finished day 18 today, and it was really quite an amazing day. Ray last night got some sort of food poisoning and was really, really sick all night. He was out going to the toilet all night long, and you can imagine how difficult that would be when you're stuck getting out of a tent in Antarctica to go out to the toilet all night long. And he was in a really bad state this morning and managed to anyway somehow suck it up and continue on with us. And we did 18 nautical miles in complete whiteout conditions with Ray basically not eating or drinking, which is quite incredible, actually. So I'd say that says a lot for that day in my mind, or his ability to just push himself is truly astounding. Also, I'd like to say that we finally went beyond a road, and it's an interesting thing that we've been kind of seeing in our visual periphery for quite some time now, is that there's this cat track that the people at ALE, the outfitters that kind of run the operation here in Antarctica, had pushed through all the way up to the Teal Mountains, and the reason being they needed to do a sort of cache depot for teams that need support, as well as for fuel for the airplanes. Well, this cat track could effectively be used by people if one was so inclined and would speed you up because it would be very much like a groomed trail. And we saw it, and the line went straight up 80 degrees like we wanted. But, you know, you only come to Antarctica once, and we haven't mentioned it yet because we just didn't even want to bring it up until we were done with this road. But we never touched it, and we would see it in our visual periphery. And we never skied on it, and we never trekked on it. And we just want to establish that as for a record, just in case, for the future. But, you got to do something right when you do it right. But now we're past it, 85. We see the Teal Mountains to our west, and we're psyched, man. We're heading to the pole. We'll talk again.